Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Shkolim, Daf Yud Aleph. Today we're learning Le'ilu Nishmas Elias Band, Elio ben Avram HaKohen. It is Erev Shabbos, Erev Pesach, and his actual Yortzeit is today. We're also learning for the Yortzeit, which is on Shabbos, Erev Pesach Kol Yos B'Shabbos, tomorrow for Elaine M. Ackerman, Esther Masha Bas Aaron. We're also learning today the share for the Pesach Yortzeit of Clara Band, which is Chaya Bas Leibush. All these neshamas that we've learned for should have an aliyah. We begin today's shiur on the very top line of Yud Aleph, Omad Aleph. We have a statement on the second line. Ami Rabbi Chanina, Shachtziz Gedola, Haisa Bivnei Kohanim Gedola. There was a tremendous arrogance, a certain level of doing inappropriate that the Kohanim Gedolim, the children of the Kohanim Gedolim, did when Sheyosim Ishishim Kikari Zov, now the Girsa that we have is Zov, but it says Sfira Acher is Kesef, that they brought an extra ramp, they made an extra ramp that cost a tremendous amount of money, either 60 Kikarim of Zov or of Kesef, of gold or of silver, Hayimotsiimba, they would use this new ramp, Shaya Kivsa, Kivsha Shalpara Omed, even though there was already a ram from a previous paraduma, nevertheless they spent all this money, and this was considered to be something that was arrogant. That's what Rav Chanina says. Because they didn't want to use the previous para that somebody else had used, the previous ramp rather for the paraduma that some other kohanim had used. Ella, Sosro, they would knock that one down, and then Ubone also Mishalo, and they would build a new one in its place. That's a very strange thing to do. He said this was a shachtzitz. This was something that is considered totally inappropriate. Now, Hasi Ravula, Kamei Ravmana, Ravula asked in front of Ravmana, wait a second, you're telling me that the B'nai Kohanim Gedolim did something inappropriate? Well, Shimon HaTzadik, who was one of the greatest Kohanim Gedolim of all time, he did the same thing, and there's no way that he did something inappropriate. Vatani Shimon HaTzadik, Shtei Paros also, during the time of Shimon HaTzadik, they did two paradumas, and he didn't use Lo B'Kevesh Hotziyazeh, he didn't use his own Kevesh from the first paraduma, he didn't use it for the second paraduma. And are you going to tell me, Islachol Neymar, Shimon HaTzadik, Shachat Soya? Are you going to tell me that Shimon HaTzadik was arrogant, that he did something inappropriate? Chas v'shalom. He would never do something that was inappropriate. Therefore, it must be that it's appropriate. How is it appropriate? May chadon, what were they doing to make it, quote, appropriate to do this? Al shei may lehi b'parah. This was a tremendous elevation that they did in regards to the paraduma, to give cover to the paraduma. Silsul hi b'parah. This was, again, a tremendous additional thing of kavod that they did for the paraduma, in order that each paraduma should be treated so specially by itself. It wasn't for their honor, it was for the honor of the paraduma. It's a very interesting medrash that brings down that Shimon HaTzadik actually had two paradumas simultaneously, because there were wars going on. Shimon HaTzadik lived during the days of Alexander the Great, and he'd come to conquer Yerushalayim, and we know the famous Gemara that we'll learn in Yuma, that he went out to greet him, and Alexander bowed down to Shimon HaTzadik. But there was tremendous wars, and there was tremendous death, and there was tremendous tumas meis during this period of time. So therefore, there is a suggestion that Shimon HaTzadik actually made two paradumas simultaneously, and therefore he needed to have two separate kevesh, one that was there, and then he had to make a separate one. So therefore, that's an explanation as to why, certainly, by Shimon HaTzadik, it wasn't a shachatz, it wasn't an arrogant thing for him to do. With this ramp, Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Zizin Uksolim Hoyotzim Mikan Mikan. They made additionally walls on the side of the ramp so that there wouldn't be any tumma that if they leaned over the side of these ramps. We brought down previously, they made these ramps so there shouldn't be tumas to home. So therefore, they made these walls on the side of these ramps, Hoyotzim Mikan Mikan on both sides. Kedei Shalo Yotzu V'yotzitzu HaKohanim V'yitamu. That's the Girsa that we have. The Kohanim shouldn't go and lean over on each side, and unfortunately then become potentially tomei with tumas to home. So therefore, they didn't do that by having these walls there. Now we quote the Mishnah where it says, Rabbi Akiva Omer Ein Mishtak Muhule. We learned in the Mishnah that Rabbi Akiva was against the custom that Rabbi Shmuel had, that they would go and take the money that they would get from certain excesses and go and invest it and purchase with it wine or oil or other items, flour, and then they would profit off it. And that was the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva said, no, we don't do this for one of two reasons. Either because we don't want to take the chance on losing the money, that's the simple, straightforward reason, and others suggest that it's inappropriate because it's a busha for the Beis HaMikdash to be in the business of business. So therefore, We did not want to do this according to Rabbi Akiva, as well as Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim also said we disagree with Rabbi Shmuel. So Gemara starts off and says, Ela imrotso, yeah, hefsid shalow, vaschar lehektish mutter. But according to the understanding that we're dealing here, we don't want to take a financial loss, so we'll work within that interpretation. The other interpretation that it's just pasnish for the base of English should be in the business, they'd have a different way of understanding this Gemara. So we'll just learn it simple. According to the simple understanding that it is because we don't want to take any chances on losing the money of the hektish, or we said the similar thing, losing the money for the poor people, so therefore we don't go into business for them. So if the person who's willing to go into business with this is willing to take all the loss and split the profits, yeah, hefsid shalow, he's willing to take 100% of the loss. So let's say there's $1,000 and he says, okay, I'll go into the business of buying wine, oil, and flour. And if we make money, I'll split it. We make $2,000 for that $1,000, so I'll take $500 and the base of Mikdash will take $500. But if it goes from $1,000 to $500, I'll take the full loss myself. So the base of Mikdash is guaranteed. They still have the $1,000 principle. So if a person were to be willing to do this, so then mutter, this is allowed. There is no problem in doing this. And in fact, that's exactly what happened in the following two stories. Kada Bar Zimna, there was a person known as Bar Zimna, who is paked Gabe Meidal de Yasmin. He was in charge of the estate of the properties of certain Yisomen. And he said, can I do this type of a deal? Also, Vishal Rabbi Mana, he asked him, can I do this? I'm willing to take a split of the profits, but if there's a loss, I'm willing to pick up the entire loss myself. So, Amalei. So, the Bar Zmina asked this to Rabbi Mana, and Rabbi Mana told him, in, if you're willing, Iboyes de Hafseida, the Dach, if you're willing to take the loss fully upon yourself, the Agra, and any Sar that you make, the Tarvecha, that you'll go split with the orphans, so then, shari, so then that is a permissible type of a deal to do. Then we have another story. Rabbi Chia Bar Ada is paked gabe meidal de Yasmin. He also was involved in being the guardian and investing the money of the orphans, and he was willing to do the same thing. He would take a full 100% of the loss if it occurred, and he was willing to split the profits for Abed Cain, and he did this, and that was allowed. Then we said in the Mishnah, Moser, Peros, Kulu, we said the extra funding from Peros goes for certain things. So we delete the words Kulo, Derbi, Shmoli, even though it's correct, because the simple understanding will be that this is going to be within the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel that said there was a concept of Moser Peros. But as the Gemara unfolds, we'll see that there are other ways to understand this as well. So Gemara says, Masnisin, Derbi, Shmoli, that this is the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, because the Rabbi Chia Bar Yosef, Poser Masnisin, Moser Peros, because Rabbi Chia Bar Yosef understood our Mishnah as saying when you have Moser Peros, the extra funding that is obtained from this business venture, Schar Lehektish, all that money goes to Hektish, and Hektish gets to keep that money. Then, Moser Nesachim, if you have extra funding from Nesachim, we'll see in a moment how this was obtained. For example, Zusar Revius, for example, if you contracted out to get a certain measure for a certain price. So let's say you contracted out to get Azuz would buy you 3 saw, and now Azuz now will obtain 4 saw, so then the person that you're contracted out to has to give you 4 saw. We don't say, well, he agreed to only give 3, now he has to give 4. Yad Hektish Alo Ayona. And likewise, if originally Azuz would get you 4 saw, and now it only gets you 3, he still has to give you 4. Because again, this concept of Yad Hektish Alo Ayona, Hektish always has the advantage. Even though in a business transaction, you wouldn't necessarily have to do that, but when you're dealing with Hektish, you have to. So that's the first opinion that we brought down. This is the opinion of Rav Chia Bar Yosef. Rav Yochanan, Pasa Masnisan, he explained it differently. He said, Mosar Peros, this is referring to the deal that if you purchase a certain amount, let's say Azuz, and you're going to get 4 saw, so that's the reference over here to what Mosar Peros are talking about according to Rav Yochanan, not the opinion that we brought down of Rabbi Yishmael that the Moser Peros Schar Lehektish. And he said, Moser Nesachim, if you have extra money from Nesachim, that goes LeBeirutzin. That is used for the additional, how do you get these Moser Nesachim? It's when they overfill the vessel and anything that's left on the top, the extra over there, that is what it's referring to when it says Moser Nesachim. Do more questions. That seems to imply the Lesle Reb Chia Bar Yosef Lebe Rutsin. That implies that the first opinion here, Reb Chia Bar Yosef, he doesn't mention anything all about these Mosar Be Rutsin. Does he not agree with that? Is there no such thing, according to him, as this extra overfilled area that goes back to the Beis HaMikdash? So Reb Chizkiah, Mad Nofal, Lesor Revius, Nofal Lebe Rutsin. No, his opinion is when he says that it is referring to Rav Chia Bar Yosef said that the Moser Nesachim Zusar Revius, that also refers to the Beirutzim. Matigmar says, Al Daite de Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. This opinion of Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, that works out very well. Nicha, we understand why our Mishnah said, Emishtak Mishal Hektish and Aflo Bishal Aniyim, that which we said that Hektish and Aniyim, we don't go into business with them because we don't want them to lose their funding. And therefore, that was the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael, that we do go into business, but Lefikach, Zev, Zev, both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Chananya, Chanina Skana Kohanim, Lo Yamodim. They didn't agree with Rabbi Yishmael. So we can understand very well, according to Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, that machlokis. However, al daiti the Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that we're not dealing over here with hektish going into business, Rabbi Yochanan, pasam es nisa, he said, moser peros, what does that refer to? That's the saw revius. That's when you go and arrange a zuz, will get you four saw, and then it may only get three, or if you have three, and then it gets four, that we always give yad hektish al yona. So that's what the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan is. So then Kasha, then we have a problem. Why did Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim disagree with that opinion of Rabbi Yishmael according to Rabbi Yochanan? For Taninon, everybody seems to agree, Amdu Megimu Yisopik Medalit. Everybody agrees that if the original price was three, but now it's for four, then you get the four. But Taninon, but we learned, Zev is there, both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim, Lo Hayamodim Peros. They didn't agree with this, but why not? Lo Hayamodim Peros is something that they should have agreed with. So the Gemara says, no, loha yumodim beperos, that's in terms of what you do with the extra funding here. But kate slam mizbeach, they disagree that these funds are used to purchase olos for the mizbeach. But avomodim hayu b'kli sharis, but they agreed that these funds did occur and they should be used to purchase kli sharis rather than for olos on the mizbeach. Now, the gears of the Gra is that we are not goris the next words as they are, but he says this really is a kasha. Boy, Rabbi Chanina Barba is asking this question. Ad kedon beirut se tzibur. Until now, we've been talking about the extra funds that are over the side of the container, the heaped up part of the container. So those are the extra funds that we're talking about. But that's talking about when you're doing it for the tzibur. So he says, afilu beirut se yochid. The same din applies even if it's an individual, that the extra funding there goes to the Beis Hamikdash. The lo nimtzu klei sharis bo en mishal yochid, and it's not a problem. If you have this as an interrogative statement, so then you just read it, and it's not a problem. Others have it as a question. And that's what the Gra says, boy, this is a question. The lo nimtzu klei sharis bo en mishal yochid, isn't this going to then be a problem? Because this came from an individual, and you can use it for tzibur klei sharis. Or you just have it as a straight statement, and it's not a problem. And the reason why it's a straight statement, not a problem, or why we answer the question is because kadod the tanina, because we already had this multiple times. Isho she'asaso kisonis livno, if a mother of the Kohen Gadol goes and makes a garment for the Kohen Gadol, her son, to wear, so she's allowed to do so, k'shera. However, ubavad shetim sereno letzibor, but she must give it over to the tzibor. If she gives it over to the tzibor, so then, even though it came originally from a yochid, it's okay. Similarly, ad kedon, we answered over here, beirut zeilach. This is talking about liquid measures that overflow. And the reason why it should be talking about liquid measures is because there's Brownian motion, and the stuff that is on the top that's heaped up over, that doesn't go over because of the viscosity, it doesn't flow out, but it's not inside the utensil. That's because right now it's not in the utensil, but in a moment it will be in the utensil, and something that was in the utensil will now flow up to be on the top part. And therefore, everything is technically at one point in the utensil, and that's how it became hektish. Therefore, that's how it becomes the Mosar, it was sanctified, and it's extra. But he's saying, afilu beirut zeyavish, this is true, even when you're dealing with a solid item, let's say you have flour, and it's heaped up over it, so the heaped up part never is inside the utensil. Nevertheless, it is also considered that it's mekudosh inside the utensil. Kihai, and that's why it's called Mosar. Kihati, the taninan taman, like we learned in the Gemara Menachos, where it tells us, Hanisachim, the libations, Shekitru B'Kli, that are sanctified in a Kli, and they're heaped up, so the part that is heaped up is not inside the Kli. B'Nimsa Zevach Posel, and then they were being brought as libations for a certain carbon, and it turns out that that carbon is Posel. So now what do? It's all sanctified, and it's going to be Posel by Lina, it's going to be staying overnight, it's going to be ruined. So the Gemara there, Menachos, says, Im Yeshom Zevach Acher, if there's another carbon that could be using these libations, yakrivu imo, then you can go and bring this libation with the other carbon. However, vimlav, if there is no other carbon there, so lanu, it's going to stay overnight, and yufslu belina, and it will be nebuch, it will become possible because of Lina, it will become Noser. And the Girsa of the Gra, you can see this in Oz Beis of the Gra, ends on the following words. Vim Lanu Nifsalu Belina, Vim Lav, he has the full Girsa over here, he says, if it's not, so then it's not over yet, Lina, Yimachru L'Ketz HaMizbeach, you're allowed to go and take these funds, sell it, and use it for Ketz HaMizbeach, for Korbanos, when the Mizbeach is open. And he says, this is V'chenu B'tosefta, in the end of Menachos, V'huva B'kotze B'menachos Shom. And the Gemara in Sadi, Amud Beis over there, brings down this Tosefta. Now we start the next Mishnah, Halacha Gimel. The Mishnah tells us, Mosar HaKetoris, if you have extra Ketoris, the Ketoris was brought every single day, both in the morning and in the afternoon, by the Kohen Gadol. It was brought on the inner Mizbeach. That was one of the few things that was on the inner Mizbeach. We never have animals actually being brought on the inner Mizbeach. We only have the Ketoris, and every now and then there was some certain blood applications that went to the inner Mizbeach. For example, on Yom Kippur, which we'll learn about in Yirtzeh Hashem in the upcoming Masechta, when we start Yuma in a few days. And in Yirtzeh Hashem, we'll enjoy learning about that very much. But for right now, if there is extra Ketoris, the Ketoris is brought a certain amount, in every, as I said, every morning and every afternoon, and there was a certain amount prepared for that year. And at the end of the year, there were 365 portions, even though the Hebrew calendar is only 354 days, but we go by the solar calendar here, they were prepared 365, and anything that was left over after the Hebrew calendar would then have to undergo this process right now to desanctify it and then re-sanctify it, otherwise it wouldn't be able to be used. So the Mosar HaKetoris, the extra Ketoris that was physically present, Mayu Osimba, what would they do with it? So Mafrishin Mimena Schara Umnim. They would go and take off from this excess over here. They would take it and go and figure out how much schara they had to give to Umnim, to the certain workers, and they would go and take this Ketoris and go use this to pay the workers. But you can't just give them something sanctified, because for wages, as we've already pointed out previously, and we'll have the same exact idea over here, you can't desanctify something onto a construct, onto a concept of work. You need to desanctify something onto an object. So therefore, the wages that are owed these umnim, you can't pay them with money that's sanctified. You can't pay them with the Ketoris that was sanctified. So what would you do? So they would have to go and desanctify it on something. And this Mishnah will tell us how they did this. They would go and desanctify this Ketoris al schar mos ha'umnim, on the funds of the umnim. Now, we'll ultimately see exactly how this would be accomplished. But right now, it looks like you're taking sanctified funds and somehow desanctifying sanctified Ketoris. So that's a problem. The Gemara will explain this. Then he says, you go give the Ketoris then to the Umnin, Bisharin, with their sanctified funds, desanctifying it, which is the problem. Then you go purchase it back, the sanctified, desanctified Ketoris, you now purchase it back from Truma Chadosh, so it can be used for the next year. Now, if this is brand new, so then you can go take it from the new Truma funds. If you don't have the new Truma funds yet, so then you can actually use the old Truma funds to go and purchase this. And this will be explained in the Gemara. Gemara starts off and says, how can you do this? You're taking the sanctified Ketoris and you're taking sanctified funds. How do you desanctify something onto something that's sanctified? So Ketzeduosa, how do you do this? So I'll follow the Girsa that we have over here, but there are many different Girsas over here, both in the names of some of the people as well as in the ideas, and we'll just try to keep it nice and simple. So Oma Rabbi Shimon Bar Bisna or Bersana, maybe Mos, you take money, Umachalin al Habinyan. What you do is you take consecrated funds and you go and deconsecrate those funds onto the buildings that are being made by these various umnim. So now the funds are deconsecrated and the building is consecrated. And then, or maybe, we turn to the Omud Beis, Ketoris, you now take the Ketoris, which is sanctified, Umachal Aleim, and you take these desanctified funds and you go and exchange them. So now these funds have sanctity and the Ketoris is desanctified. And now, the Nos and Osom the Umnin, now you go and give the Ketoris to the Umnin, it's desanctified, so there's no problem giving to these Umnin, Bisharin, as the pay for their wages. Now, the Girsa that we have is also Mos Maye Sebehen. What do you do with those funds? Now, that's a little bit problematic because those funds belong to Hekdesh. They were the ones that were used, they were chulin, and we desanctified the ktaris on them, so they belong to the Beis HaMikdash. So what are we saying? What do we do with those funds? So that's the way the Karbon Eda does understand it, and he says that we're going to use them for Ketz HaMizbeach. So that's what it's coming to teach us. But the Vilna Gaon over here has a different kirtza, and he says that we delete Milos Oson Hamos Maya Sebehen Lo Karsina. He says, Vachi Pirusho. Or maybe ketores, we take the ketores, we desanctify the ketores, we give it to the umnin, bischarin, for their wages, as we said. And now, hainu mosar ha-ketores, shechilel al-hamos, the extra ketores over here that we desanctified on these funds, the ketores, now, yotzel l'chulu, went out to chulin, nosin l'umnin, we give it to the umnin, bischarin, v'amos azlid l'chuma, and they go into the kitty, into the Truma Yeshana, Kidapir Sharamba. But Lachain Logasin and Hochan also the most Mayasim. There's no question what you do with them. The Pshita, the Shame Mosar Haktoris land, they have the excess status of being Ktoris, and for Azli the Truma Yeshana, and they go into the previous year's Shiare Truma from the previous year, and you do with it with what those funds are. So in any event, the Gra is not Goris this. But we continue reading the Gemara. Rabbi Omer Omerani, Rebbe says, I say, the Shlomo Kluger, the Marshak, says in a number of places, when Rebbe says Omerani, you really take that to the bank, because Rebbe, when he's giving you his own personal gestalt, he's not saying this is from my Rebbeim. If you shlug up, he's heard this. But now Rebbe, with all of his great wisdom, is saying, this is what I think, so that you take very, very seriously. And he says, Yinosu lebeis garmo u lebeis avtinos. The simple way to understand this is that we're dealing, who do we give these Torahs too that we desanctified, you specifically give it to the Beis Garmo and the Beis Aptinas. These were families that dealt very, very much with preparing the Ketores or preparing the Lechem Haponim. They knew certain things. So the extra desanctified Ketores, we would give to them the extra desanctified flour, we would go give to the Beis Aptinas. Shoyubakian, the Pitamak Torahs, if one family was expert in the Pitamak Torahs, and the other one was expert in Maisa Lechem Haponim, which we're learning more in Menachos, how difficult it was. There are two different interpretations as to what the Lechem Haponim looked like sort of like a box with two sides or like a canoe. So this was very complex Lechem Haponim, and these families knew how to do this without having it crumble and break. So therefore, they're the ones that you Bedavka would go give these desanctified holy items to, and they would go and use them, and you could then purchase it back from them when it was fully made. This is what you did when they were owed money from the previous year. So then you could go do this with the desanctified ketores from the previous year. But they're owed money from this year, so then you pay them straight from the Truma Salishki in the way that we discussed previously. So you desanctify the money onto something that they're building or making. Now, Reb Chiya Bar Ba asked the following question. Reb Chiya Bar Ba is also going to give the answer, and the Gemara is going to say, why did he ask the question in a certain way? In any event, we'll keep the gear so that we have Reb Chiya Bar Ba, but he asked the following Shaila. Lo hayu chayavim lehem mos mishar rishona, if they were not owed money from the previous year, meaning if there was no outstanding debt, so what do they do with these funds? So Gemara says, also, now keep the gears that we have. The Gra has a different gears over here, and there are different names over here. I'm just going to keep on reading and plow through this with the gears that we have to make it as simple as possible. Also, Rabbi Ba, B'shem Rabbi Chia, B'shem Rabbi Yossi. So he says, what do you do with these funds? You go and use them for Ketz HaMizbeach. Now, Rabbi Ba Bar Kohen, Ba Yikumi Rabbi Yossi. So he now goes with Bar Bar Kohen, goes in front of Rav Yosef, and he says, Michla Foshisasi, the Rav Chiya Bar Ba. He says, Rav Chiya Bar Ba was the one that asked this question, and the answer that we just gave over here, it was said over the name of Rav Chiya himself. So therefore, why is he asking this question and also then giving us the answer? So the Gemara responds and says, no, they're two different things. Tamon Srichale, there he had a question, Lecha Pshitale, and here he's giving an answer, a different answer. That which he had the question, that was b'chli shares. He didn't know whether you can use it to purchase kli shares. He says, that which I know you can do with it is use it b'ketz hamizbeach. And this is based upon machlokis elsewhere, this palgun pitma b'chulin. The machlokis that we have in the Yerushalmi in Yuma, are you able to go and make the pita maktores, are you allowed to do the ktores in a non-sanctified vessel? And the ktores that you come up with then can be sanctified afterwards, or no, must it be made in a kli sharis? So this is a machlokis. Rabbi Yossi, Be'erav Chanina, Omar Psulo, he says, no, you're not allowed to sanctify it in a non-kli sharis. In other words, if you make the ktores in a non-kli sharis, you can't then subsequently sanctify it, you've lost the opportunity. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua B'Levi, Omar Noksher, it's perfectly acceptable to go and do that. Now, my taima, the Rabbi Yossi, what's the reasoning of Rabbi Yossi B'Chanina to say that it's no good? And so my taima, the Rabbi Yossi B'Chanina, he says, Kodeshu, because the Pasuk says it must be Kodesh. Kodeshi, Shetei, Haviyosa, B'Kodesh. It must actually be made in a Kli Sharis. That's his understanding. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi B'Chanina says that it must be made in a Kli Sharis, and if you make it in a Chulin vessel and then sanctify it, it's no good. That's his reasoning, Kodesh He. What's the reasoning of Rabbi Yeshua Levi to say that as long as you subsequently sanctify it, even if it was made in a non-Kli Sharis, if it was made in a Kli Chulin, it's good? Because he says the words Kodesh He, what does that mean? Shetei Ba Mitrumas Alishka, that ultimately has to be paid for from Trumas Alishka funds. And as long as it's paid for from Trumas Alishka funds, it can be sanctified even after it was made in a Kli Chul. Now, I'm Rabbi Yossi Be'rabun. Rabbi Yossi, in the Beis Medrash, Rabun said, Asya de Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, this statement of Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, Bei Rabbi Chanina, that says it's possible to go and make it in a Kli Chol, you must use it in a Kli Sharis, to make it in a Kli Sharis, that goes in accord with what Shmuel says elsewhere, Kishmuel. And that which Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi said over here, that in fact, if you were to make it in a Kli Chol and then subsequently sanctify it with Trumas Alishka funds, it would be good. So that goes Ki Rabbi Yochanan. That is like the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Now, what is this machlokis Shmuel of Rabbi Yochanan? The Taninon that we learn, and this will be in Halacha Dalit in the next Mishnah. Hamakdish Nechosov. If you go and a person is makdish his property, and you have within your possession things that are capable of being korbanos tzibur. So you makdish all your property, and you have things which are now capable of being brought as a korban tzibur. So can that be brought as a korban tzibur or not? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ketores. Yes, he says if you have Ketores there, you can go bring this as Ketores, even though it was not made in a Kli Sharis. And Amar Voshai, Voshai said, no, Tipater Be'uman, Mishal Beis Avtinus, Shoyenoto B'scharu Ketores. No, we're dealing here with only that we're saying that it can be used for a korban tzibur is because it previously was made in a sanctified vessel, was desanctified, and now is being returned. And that's why it's good. So we see clearly from this that Rabbi Yochanan says that if you have Ketores in your possession, it didn't have to have been previously sanctified, but you just made it as Ketores and you can subsequently sanctify it. So therefore we see that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, who said that it's kosher before. If a person were to make it in a non-Kli Sharis, it would still be good. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Omar Ksheira. So that's how we see Rabbi Yochanan lines up Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And where do we see the Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, who says that it must be made in a Kli Sharis? Where do we see that he lines up with Shmuel, Kishmuel? Yom Rav Huna b'shem Shmuel, because Rav Huna said the name of Shmuel, Mach Teshes, if you have a chopping board, if you go make it into a Kli Sharis, Asu Aso Kli Sharis, Likodesh, that would then work. So this chopping board, this mortar and pestle that you're using over here, if you made it into a Kli Sharis, or it has the status of a Kli Sharis, then it's good to go and make the Ketores. So what do you see? Clearly, he holds that, in fact, it must be in a Kli Sharis, and this is exactly like the opinion of Rav Yossi Bei Rabbi Chanina. So Shmuel and Rav Yossi Bei Rabbi Chanina, they say the same thing. Now, Omar Rav Yossi Bei Rabbi Bun, Omra, now we can delete the words Rav Zira Kameh, and he said, Omra, he's really asking the following question. If you have over here, Dover Shekidesh B'Kli Sharis, can it be Nifteh? If you have something that was made in a Kli Sharis, so now it's sanctified, can you redeem it even if it doesn't have a quote mum, it doesn't have something wrong with it, can you go and redeem it? So this is the Machlokas. So Amalei, so he asked this question to Rabbi Chanina Kumei Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi says, isn't this V'lav D'Shmuli? Isn't this exactly what Shmuel said? D'Shmuel Amar, Kalhu B'Moser. Wasn't Shmuel the one that said that we have a kula over here, when you have extra funds that you're allowed to go and use them, you can desanctify them, it's not a problem, you can go and redeem them. This palgun, and this is a machlokis, because hosiru tmimim, this is exactly the machlokis that we have over here, that if you had sanctified a certain number of animals and you didn't need them, so in this situation where you have hosiru tmimim, so Shmuel amar niftim kitmimim, you can redeem them even when they're tmimim, and then go sacrifice those animals directly yourself. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Niftim Kipsule Amukdoshim, you have to go and let them out to pasture, Yirat Sheyistayiv, and only when they get a mum, then you can redeem them and take the funds that you get for that and purchase for Ketzav Mizbeach. Now the Gemara asks a similar question. Hosiru Se'irim. So if you have extra Se'irim that were being donated originally for the Rosh Chodesh offerings, there was a Chatas that's brought in every day of Rosh Chodesh. So if you have extra ones, for example, they designated one and then it became lost. So you then do another one instead, and then you find the original one. So now you have an extra Sar for Rosh Chodesh, an extra Chatas. So Al Dai Tei D'Shmuel, according to Shmuel, where if you have an extra one, it's Tamimim, you can go and use it. So Im Ola Niftes Lo Kosher Ken Chatas. So if an Ola, you'd be allowed to go and redeem. Now, you could have just said, go sacrifice that Ola directly, but no, first you redeem it, and then you purchase it. So certainly a Chatas, which you can't go bring as a Chatas, you'd be allowed to go redeem it, and then go purchase or use that as an Ola. Al Dai Tei D'Rav Yochanan, on the other hand, according to Rav Yochanan, here we have a machlokus, what he would say. Amrav Zira, Rav Zira said Yiru. In other words, Yiru Atshay Stavu. You let them go out to pasture, they get a mum, then you go and redeem them, and with that money you go purchase olos for Ketzim Mizbech. And Amrav Yishmuel Barav Yitzchak, no, Mekaitzim Behem Mizbech. They don't have a mum, so you can use them right now for Ketzim Mizbech. So in other words, even though it was designated originally as a chatos, if you don't need it, you can go bring it right up now as an ola. So Mor says, Vakasha. Yesh chatos shekreva ola, you have a korban chatos, and now it's going to be sacrificed as a korban ola. According to this opinion of Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak, how do you do that? So Rabbi Yosef, yeah, it's not a problem. He says shenia hi. This case is different. Why is this different? Korbanos sibor nikuboyin ela b'shchita. He says the only way that the korban sibor actually becomes that thing that it was designated for is at the time of the shchita, but before the shchita, it doesn't become designated in that way. And Amar Rechia. Tanoi based in who? Alamoser Shikru Olas. He says this is further. He says that this is a Tanai Basin. Basin says if you designated it for this Chatos, but it doesn't eventually get sacrificed as this Chatos, so then Al Tanai was saying then it can be used as an Ola. As long as it doesn't have a Mum, it itself can be sacrificed directly itself. With this, we conclude. It's a very difficult shir, and certainly the second Omid Beis over here was quite difficult. I hope it was clear. With this, we conclude today's shir. Since I'm dictating this on Friday, Erev Pesach, I wanted to wish everybody a Chag Kosher V'Sameach. Thank you for listening to the shirim. I hope they're enjoyable, and I hope they're clear. And B'ezus Hashem, we'll pick up with the Daf Yud Beis, and B'ezus Hashem, after Yontif, I will dictate it. Kol Tov, everybody. A good Kibbenj Dior, and a Chag Kosher V'Sameach.